Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, very good. I've got a dog here who's going to start barking momentarily. Didn't expect to be called. How are you, John?
Tom Skilling, WGN meteorologist. How worried should we be about this ice storm, Mr. Skilling?
Well, you know, we've certainly seen worse, but this is the last time we've had an ice storm of substance around here was about 10 years ago. And, you know, this could put down a quarter inch to a third of an inch of ice. Wow. That's no laughing matter. Yeah. You're walking on untreated outdoor surfaces, and, you know, you've got kind of a skating rink effect. So we had a little preview of that last week for a brief period. It was just a slight coating. This is a little more than that. It'll start around 7 o'clock this evening, give or take an hour, and then we'll get about 10 to 12 hours of precipitation. And what's going on here is we've got warm air running up over the cold air. You go up to around 3,200 feet, it'll be near 50 degrees. And yet down here at ground level, we'll be talking about 28 to 30. So what happens is you get raindrops to form in the clouds. They fall down through the cold layer, and they freeze upon contact with surfaces. And you can get into, you know, obviously some pretty dicey situations with that from a walking and or travel standpoint on untreated surfaces.
So, Tom, it seems like most of us can be home in time for when this starts, but if you said 10 to 12 hours of precip, that could be 7 a.m. tomorrow. Is tomorrow going to be the big trouble when it comes to commuting?
No, I don't think so. There'll be some residual ice in the northwest suburbs. I think, Steve, the temperatures will be creeping higher during the course of the night. So, for instance, in the southern suburbs, where it may start out icy, I would imagine the precipitation will go over to liquid and not be freezing or super cooled or freezing on the pavement. And that will, no doubt, toward morning extend north into the city. I think north and west of the city, as you get out toward, Lake County, McHenry County, Boone, Winnebago, Kane, DeKalb, Kendall, and Grundy counties and westward, Lee and Ockel and so forth, those areas may hang on to some freezing rain into the early part of the day, but this is a pretty fast-moving weather system, so its precipitation will be moving out of here after early tomorrow. Then we look for the next one that comes in, but that one, while it may start as a wintry mix late Wednesday or Wednesday night, will go over to rain, and we may actually see the temperatures bounce up to 50 by Thursday morning in parts of the area, then crash in the afternoon, and we've got a pretty cold spell of weather coming Friday and Saturday, though nothing on a par with what we just said goodbye to last week.
Well, it's a real yo-yo these days with the thermometer, isn't it?
It really is. Well, you know, an interesting comment was made about that cold air last week by Brian Brettschneider. He's a kind of a Arctic climatologist, watches these Arctic outbreaks. And he said what was interesting about last week's cold spell is the limited aerial coverage of it, relatively speaking, and also its limited length. You know, we had about 3 days of barbaric cold, and then we went through a 73-degree five-day warm-up, which is a record, by the way. It's the fastest five-day warm-up we could find on the books around here. And it was like almost spring as you went into the summer, and we obliterated a 9-inch snow cover. So you are right, John. It's bounced around and made for some awfully interesting weather, but also challenging at times.
Boy, the mind reels. 73 degrees in 5 days. So if you just took 73 as your starting point, then say one day it's 30. At the end of the week, it would be 103. I mean, that's insane. That's cuckoo.
It is cuckoo. And you know what? While we were shivering down here, a friend of mine up in Alaska emailed me or messaged me and said, hey, you got to come up here to warm up.
Yeah.
You know, they actually canceled the sled dog race up there. Isn't that something? Because it was raining and the snow cover was bad. Yeah. So it's really, and we pointed out during that cold spell last week that really, if you looked at the globe as a whole, we were in cold air, so was eastern Siberia. But much of the rest of the planet was running above normal on temperatures. So, but boy, we sure got into a heck of a cold spell in that, no question. I mean, that's nothing to fool with. Extremes in temperature are the most deadly weather events on the planet.
Yeah. I know that you're busy, Tom. You told us you'd give us a few minutes. As always, you gave us more than a few. Before you go, though, I'm sure you've
done. Happy to talk to you. I started here at home at 8:30, and I pulled down my pictures for the TV side and the model data and all, and kind of blog an update on what's going on. Always happy to talk to you, John. So all right. It's a pleasure that you call.
What's the name of the dog? Have you told Ro the name of your dog?
That was Natty. And Maddie's sister here is Callie. Then we have a kitty, too. The kitty is Waldo. And the three of them get along in magnificent fashion. You really could do a series on this, you know, or a television show to watch the interaction. They're like best friends. But whenever somebody calls me, they hear the voice on the speaker and kind of go crazy. I think they think somebody's sneaking into the place. So they're a lot of fun, though. They really are.
I'm disappointed that none of them don't have weather-related names. Like, one of the dog or cat would be named Barry for barometric or something, you know?
Well, you know what, John? I had a cat that I named Vorticity years ago.
There we go.
And, yeah, Vorticity was there. And you know, my next pet, if I go if we adopt another pet, I think Isodrosotherm would be a great name, and rather unique. You know, but
park, you would be the only one. You only one dog would come if you said Isodrithotherm. Here, boy.
You know, that gets a little bit old, doesn't it? They have weather people naming their dogs after weather terminology, but
right.
But it makes life fun, I'll tell you that.
You always do. Thank you, Mr. Skilling.
John, a pleasure to talk to you. You too, Steve, and you guys take care and be careful tonight.
Thanks, Tom.